I'm coming to realize that relationships are deepened when we're willing to have uncomfortable conversations. This lesson became particularly profound. I didn't preach at the 1210 Mass last week, but at the other Masses, I preached a particularly strong message. I talked about something that I'm going to be talking about more in the coming weeks. The reality is that there are many Catholics in America who are in danger of going to hell. I had a conversation about mortal sin, the possibility of hell, and the reality that if we die in mortal sin, that that's what happens, that the need for confession and conversion. And I had that conversation, and you can look at the homily, it's on my website. It was also on my Facebook and social media. But what I learned from that conversation was a few things. First, there were a lot of strong reactions. Most were positive, a few were negative. But even in the negative reactions to that homily, I learned a lot because I realized, one, that there are many people who've never really heard the church teaching on these tough subjects. They've kind of been fed on a regular diet of positive thinking. And there's a place for positive thinking. There's a place for those good things. For example, I'm not going to be talking about this on Christmas Day, right? You know, there's a certain sense of common sense. But there's also a need to have deeper conversations and to have difficult conversations. As I was kind of preparing for this homily, I was thinking about all the Christmas parties I've gone to, family gatherings. My family went to Williamsburg for Thanksgiving, and a lot of those gatherings are good, but you do notice over a certain time that there's a certain superficialness to them. And I'm not even meaning in a bad way. I'm just meaning when you're with a group of 100 people, you're not gonna walk in and like, hey, let's have the deepest conversation possible. No, that's kind of a certain common sense, right? What you have to do over time is you have to have two or three close friends. You have to have an inner circle. You have to have people that you share your life more with, that you're willing to be vulnerable with, and you're willing to open your hearts. Because that's what I'm even realizing in this kind of whole church of nice thing, this whole let's just be positive all the time. There's real danger that in our communities, we always exist on that superficial level. Don't have conversations that are going to hurt people's feelings. Don't talk about sin. Don't talk about the need for conversion. And on the surface level, there's the priest talking about those things, but then it filters down, where you have people who are coming to the end. You have family members. We were just talking about this with my family members. You have people who are dying in your family, and you're not willing to talk about death. You're not willing to talk about heaven and hell. You're not willing to think about that. No, we're not going to think about those tough things. Let's just stay positive. I believe that's the recipe for bad mental health and for bad situations in families. We have loved ones who pass away, and we've never really talked about heaven and hell. We've never really talked about preparing for our deaths. All of those different difficult conversations. So what I'm going to be doing in the coming weeks after Christmas is I'm going to be preaching sermons on different topics, giving catechesis, hopefully as a way of opening to deeper conversations. But the goal is actually what we can find in today's gospel. So the reality is, we listen to today's gospel, and I think many of us can gloss over it. It seems like it's like a movie, a fiction. Do people really speak that way? Do really people speak about being moved by the Holy Spirit? Do they seem to talk about God as if he was a friend that they knew intimately? And the reality is, yes. It doesn't happen at a Christmas party, because that'd be kind of weird. It may not happen in big family gatherings when you haven't seen somebody in a whole year and you're just trying to catch up. But in those spiritual friendships, in communities that are learning to go deeper, yes, there is that conversation about intimacy with Jesus Christ. There is that sense of saying, the Holy Spirit is moving my heart. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Those are things that are on the mouths of believers. So the relationship between Elizabeth and Mary is one of deepness. And I imagine that perhaps this was a relationship that had been formed over many years in a family that was willing to talk about the faith, that didn't exist in a culture of silence, was willing to have difficult conversations and to open their hearts. I know for me, preaching that gospel was kind of a turning point. It was in very many ways an opening of my heart, because what we've been taught in seminary and what priests, the wisdom right now, which is probably why we're in the midst of such a bad corruption, is don't talk about those difficult things. Your collection's going to go down. People are going to leave if you have those difficult conversations. They just want to hear things that tickle their ears. They just want to be entertained. But don't have those difficult conversations. Don't talk about heaven, hell. Don't talk about mortal sin. And if you do that, people are going to leave in droves. And we know examples that, yeah, people can be mean about it. Priests can come and get angry. But the reality is I want to have these difficult conversations, not because I'm mad at y'all, but because I love you. And I want our relationships and our parish to be deeper. So consider that today, to have those deep conversations, to be able to go deeper, maybe not at a Christmas party, maybe not at the huge family gathering, but in spiritual friendships with two or three people, in a Bible study or in a small group with those people that you've come to know. And then as you do that, you'll learn to open your heart to our Lord Jesus Christ, and He will show you the way to true happiness.